Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here.
Listen,
the champ
I'm
going to
kill
here.
Him with the first verse.
The
and
champ
I'm
going to
bury
here.
Him with the second.
Ha. The champ is here.
Watch.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is dark when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee, a one-man show, one-man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see, man. Float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problems, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, the boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is soft when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is soft when I step in the room. Just watch what I do.
Whew. Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? The champ is here. We are not the champ. You are the champ, man. And everything you do, you the champ. We're trying to get a lot of stuff set up here today. Man, God bless everybody. Thank you for being a part of the grind. Thank you for tuning in to the realest show ever. We're trying some new stuff today. I know we got a big echo right now, but guess what? It's probably going to be that way right now. So you know, growing pains is what happens. And, man, all we know is that we're going to have some conversation today. And it's going to be that unscripted conversation. And we're going to say some things on this very show that some people most certainly are not going to respond to because they're not ready yet. Right? We're also going to say some things on this show that people are going to absolutely love. Because they're ready and they're in that stage in their life to where they're ready to move and groove. And as we say, guys, move to the next level. So hang tough, guys. We're coming right back right after this song. And we are most definitely getting ready to hit you guys with something hard this morning. Here live on Grind, feel free to dial in 646-668-2564. 646-668-2564. Guys, we'll be right back with you guys after this. And we're going to get into some stuff, all right? Yeah. Let's try a little bit of this right here.
Ladies and gentlemen. Salvation, not your education, believe that.
looks good on you, man. God looks good on everybody. That's all I know, man. Welcome to the grind for those of you that are just tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to the realest show ever this morning. As we do every Tuesday and Friday morning, man, we get out here and we grind the things that we share on this show. We just want to let you guys in on our real life stuff, things that happen. We want to keep it clean. We want to keep it fun. But at the end of the day, man, it's going to be 110% real with you guys. So we're going to let you guys into our lives, and hopefully we can get into some of your lives as you share some of your experiences right here live on the show with us. Share this out. Feel free, because sharing is caring. If you want to dial into the grind, guys, 646-258. Try to stretch myself. 646-668-2564. Man, that was totally wrong. 646-668-2564. You can dial in live on the grind. We're testing out a new platform right now that is connecting a whole bunch of other platforms together, and hopefully it's working. If this is your very, very first time being on the grind, very first time seeing and hearing us, Pam is on the way. She went to grab her a cup of coffee. But if this is your very first time, type the number one in the chat if you're on Facebook Live, if you're on YouTube, if you're on Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, let me get my people on Instagram here. So you don't want to hold on one sec. Everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land, thank you so much for being a part. Thank you guys for always tuning in and helping us with our ratings. Hold on, guys. Bear with me here. Let me get IG on the line so that we are complete. Yeah, let's go live with IG. So the reason we're so, so intent or so emphatic with trying to get all of the platforms connected is that, you know, people have different languages. People have different ways that they want to connect, you know, and people actually want to be on certain platforms. So we want to be able to connect with all the platforms. But man, things are going on in life. No matter what happens around us, time always moves forward. So we definitely cannot control time. So if we can't control, like we say, we got bad time management. No, it's not time management. It's actually self-management. Right. So some people are bad with self-management. And if you're bad with self-management, then that's something that you need to strengthen. But you can't control time. Time is going to move no matter what you do. So no matter what you say, time is going to move. No matter how many cliches you throw out there. You said the audio is not good.
Just like static.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Maybe that's your phone.
No. Sounds good. I asked everybody.
How do we sound, guys?
Marcia said it's a stroke. Like, I hear static. But great morning, everybody, on the grind. Real people, real results, real stories. Getting it in, getting it live, right? Afternoon on the East Coast, great morning on the West Coast, all of that good stuff. But, it just sounds like, I don't know, it could be just
sounds
me.
Not that great.
Right. So it's the audio. I don't
what
believe
happens?
It's the platform.
Okay, let's see. I think it, well, the sound was great before we put this new platform.
We do have a new platform that we're testing out. So not really sure what could be the issue.
Let's try this.
But this is how we learn and how we grow.
All right, you guys, let me know if that's any better. We're gonna go directly into the speaker right now and go directly. Let me know if that's better if you're on Facebook.
Got one already.
And IG. Yeah, so somebody let me know if that's any better. And we'll if that's better, we'll actually stay with that for now.
Yeah, I can take it out.
Because we want to make sure everybody can hear us. So we're just trying to find the right mix, guys, the right groove, and that's how life is. You know, you want to be able to find the right thing that moves you forward. What's the right mix for you? What's your niche? What is the thing that you do really, really good? But you got to find your lane. in that thing. Right now, we're trying to find our lane, and we are using a different audio right now. So let me know if you guys can hear me. Maybe better. Maybe it's not. And it could have been. Let's see where we are. We're good there. How does it sound?
Maybe in a hole.
Oh, it could be the
fuzz and the snow on top of you or something like that. Sounds very interesting, is all I
can say. So,
yeah.
Nobody, I don't guess anybody can hear me. Nobody in how we're sounding here. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for saying hello. Good morning, Ms. Tatanisha. Tim's, great morning to you. Great afternoon. Mrs. Nicole Watkins Fuller, great afternoon to you guys. We're on the West Coast, so it is about 9:15 a.m. here, so we know it's afternoon time in on the East Coast. So we're happy to have you guys here live with us on the grind. So what are you doing to actually move yourself forward? We always talk about that on the show, you know. But how do you find your lane? How do you find your path? Because there are a lot of people right now that are locked in the house that don't know exactly how to find, you know, the thing. Good morning, who you guys are. Okay, awesome. So you don't know how to actually, you know, go through the right process to find your lane. And the reality is, you know, there is no right process. The process is whatever process you're going through at the time, because who knows what you're good at? Who knows what you're actually, trying to bring out? So the process is, in most cases, is unknown. You just got to go through it, right? You just got to go through it. So as we're going through it, guys, trying to get to it, we go through some things that make us metamorphosize, as we say, a metamorphosis, right? Hopefully you guys can hear us okay. It looks like you guys are hearing us better. I'm not sure, but let me know if you are.
It seemed a little fuzzy to me.
Let me know,
but you
if
know,
it's
hey.
Fuzzy. let me know if it's fuzzy. So we got a lot of stuff set up here, but we got some new, we got some organizational things that are coming right now that are going to make things a little bit better and a little bit easier for us. Guys, we're connected right now through a platform that we're connected to five different networks. So maybe it's good, maybe it's not, but that's trial and error. That's life. You know, the law of work says that you have to be willing to take risk. If you're not willing to take a risk, then you're not ready or willing to be successful.
When
you take a risk is when you tell the universe that I'm ready, I'm putting myself out there, and I'm throwing caution to the wind. I'm taking some calculated risks. I'm not talking about jumping off of a cliff without a parachute and just saying, God, catch me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's going to be the ground that thinks it's going to catch you.
Right.
Okay? Some calculated risks are put on a parachute and check the wind. All right? If you lick your fingers, check the wind. Right? Now you know exactly, you know, where you're going to go, right? So taking calculated risks, and that's what we kind of want to talk about today. We want to talk a little bit about not so much as calculated risks, so it's still difficult to hear. Okay, let me do something here. We want to talk about the law of work, so let me pull this thing.
Can we not have, like, all these things, like, can you get rid of this? And just talk
well, nothing, stuff? This is not, let's take this off. Okay, and let's see. I just think that it's
I see.
All right, so you guys, let me know if you can hear us now. We're straight. Yeah, hold on. Built-in. Let's go with the input. Everything is straight into. Sometimes you have to start.
And it could be this.
Sometimes you just gotta start over. Check.
Oh, so you killed that one?
I killed that one. And it should check, check. Default turn on mic. Why is it? Check, check. We gotta get. All right, so we're still on Blog Talk. Guys, we're checking the volume here, making sure that let's enter the studio, come back live, and let's see. Let's just see. There you go.
Oh, but you didn't start the thing over, huh?
I don't know what happened.
Your audio was removed. Add yourself back and use the layout button if you want to connect. Your audio was also removed.
All right, so let's see. Add the stream. There you go. You got to put the audio back in. Bear with us, guys. Bear with us. There we go.
But it said that from stream. I wonder if the audio is back. Can't hear nor see. We appreciate y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Teamwork makes
okay,
the dream
so
work.
We're in.
So can y'all hear us now? We don't
let's,
know anything
oh, let's
about
do this.
Print.
Let's go. Let's go here. There's a. Oh, wait a minute.
See.
Let me see.
Hold on. Hold on. We sound good now. Sound good now. Can you hear us now? I think we sound good. What's going on here? What's going on? We're getting it together over here, right?
All right, camera's good. Audio.
I think
boom,
that we're good now.
Boom.
It doesn't like our
you know,
equipment.
You know what it is. So this is all a learning. This is good. All
right.
Because this
not,
is the realest show ever.
Calling you right after this. I'm all right. Sorry, go ahead.
So this is the realest show ever. So here's the thing. We struggle, and the struggle is when you learn,
right?
So what we're learning here, typically with this new platform, that there is another settings center that you have
to
go to,
tap into.
And you have to set those settings set the settings for there
okay.
as well. So everybody probably heard us just fine on Blog Talk Radio.
Right, I'm sure.
And if you have a house phone,
they definitely
you have a house phone, man, you need to be dialing in
right.
to the Blog Talk Radio because you're going to always hear the broadcast, you know, great on Blog Talk, right?
Right, absolutely.
So I think we're good.
But you know what, that's how you grow, you know, it's through trial and tribulations, for real. And, you know, this is something new that Nate and I wanted to test out, try out, because we thought it was really cool. And really, we didn't really even, I went into it and just tested it out, but we didn't think about what's behind the scenes. What needs to happen behind the scenes in order to
That was my job.
Right,
that's
definitely his job. I found it, I'm like, hey, babe, this looks kind of cool. And, you know, but anyway, you know, now we know what we need to do in order to perfect it. But that's truly how you grow in life. You just got to go for things. You just got to do it. You just got to take, just like Nate said, some calculated risks. And throughout those risks, throughout the challenges, through the things that you have to overcome, that's where the growth is. And many times people don't make it through it. Many times people quit. Many times people, you know, end up getting off the path or not, you know, driving towards the success that they could possibly have. You know, like for real, we could have just said forget it. You know, they can't hear us. Let's just go on back and let's go on about our mighty day, right? But no, we said we're going to figure this out. And you know what? We appreciate those of y'all that stuck here and helped us. And
helped us work through it, man.
Right,
that's what it is.
It's all about in life. Yeah. It's all about teamwork in order to accomplish a common goal. And so we appreciate each and every one of you. So great morning to everybody. We see you jumping on. We can see the comments. This is exciting. So great morning to everybody. We're starting over like it just began, right? And so it's a great day. It's another Friday. It's a beautiful day for us to be thankful. It's a beautiful day for us to say, you know what? God definitely has a purpose for us to accomplish because we got breath in our bodies as we are praying for everybody around the entire world. Their safety, our love, our heart goes out all the way from the East Coast. I mean, from the West Coast to the East Coast and all around this entire world. So how you feeling this morning?
I feel great. I haven't eaten anything yet.
Uh-oh,
maybe that's why my mind's not clicking the way it should
let
right
me tell
now.
You, we had a very late night, an exciting night, and I can tell you that literally Nate and I were just got off a leadership call that we do, and I can tell you that literally I was like, I gotta have my cup of coffee, okay? I can't come in front of y'all today without my cup of coffee, so I'm definitely sipping on my Delgado this morning. Have not had my Nutriverse. You had your Nutriverse?
No. All I had this morning was coffee.
So Nate is on the radio show today, right? On the show today with no food and no Nutriverse. Don't worry, I got you on the second half. He's not the
I'm liable to say anything on the show.
right.
I haven't eaten.
But let me give him some Nutriverse so we can at least try to keep this thing at bay a little bit.
But this is the realest show ever.
Right.
So y'all know me. I'm going to say some things
that
probably people think. But I'm going to do it tasteful.
Right. Absolutely.
So to this morning on the show, Pam, let me get this sweet. We're going to put it in the thing. Lord.
Yeah, all right. We got about 12 people around here sipping on Nutriverse.
There we go. Right in the cup. Yeah.
Right, just give you a whole dosage, right?
So let's get that liquid multivitamin up in there.
Gotta have it.
72 minerals, 19 amino acids,
like
9 or 10 vitamins that's in it. So trying to keep this thing that's out there, right?
Staying out.
So there you go. Get yours, man. Go to meetthemcraze.com and you can get yours, right? Shoot. All right, so let's jump into this thing because I keep looking at the microphone now. But let me try something. Can y'all experiment with me for? So, no, I ain't gonna do
no,
that.
No, they've done enough experiments.
I'm not gonna do that. So let's talk about. You're right here.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's talk about the law of work a little bit because I think. Of people tend to forget that there are laws. I'm ready now. I'm ready. I just need to get me some of this oatmeal in me as it goes too, and I'll be even better.
Right,
my blood
better.
Should get a little low. But the law of work says that if you're not willing to put in the work, then you're not going to reap the reward, right? So it's a sow and reap, and a lot of people, we talk about the things that we want to do sometimes daily, sometimes multiple times a day. We have high hopes and high dreams and high aspirations, but we don't really have a congruent work ethic to go with those high hopes. And the law of work says pretty much there are a lot of different cliches with the law of work, but if a man don't work, he don't eat, right? So the same with you ladies, you don't eat, you want man, you're a subset of man, right? So it's the same thing, you're a man with a womb. So I'm talking to everybody.
Right.
So this means that if you don't put in the work, the law of work says you don't reap the reward, right? And there are a lot of things that hold people back from actually doing that work. And in some cases, it's I don't feel I need to put in that level of work or I don't feel I need to take that level of risk. And it really is. I happened to meet an adrenaline junkie, one of the guys that came in and set the TV up upstairs and everything. He's an adrenaline junkie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's one of the guys that rides the you go to the circus, he'll ride the motorcycles around the cage in the circle.
Really?
He does all of that stuff. He jumps off of buildings and with the parachute in his hand, just throws the parachute up, that kind of crap.
Okay.
Right? That's a risk, but the risk that he calculated wasn't the same as the risk that I would calculate.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. If I'm gonna jump off the building, this is the differentiation between the risk factors based on what you want, right? What do you want? There are risk factors that you have to throw in there, right? So when his risk factors, I can tell you right now, are a whole bunch higher than mine, right? We may wanna say, much higher, right? So his risk factors is, I think I can pretty much survive anything, right? And I'm really not going to prepare that much. I just know that if I'm going to be living after this, I may break my arm or break my leg, but I'm still going to be breathing. That's his risk factor. My risk factor would be I need to come out of this thing with all my limbs intact.
Right.
I don't want to break nothing.
Right.
So for him, in order for him to feed his need for the adrenaline rush, his risk factor is way higher, right? Mm-hmm. So he's taking way more risk than I'm taking, but what's his reward?
Right. That's
his reward is based on what his goals and what he likes, what he sees as success,
uh-huh.
right? So his success is if I can ride around this tube in this cage. I know you guys have seen those people that ride around the cage at the circus or wherever they are in these adrenaline shows, and they're riding around the cage, and you're like, how in the heck do they not fall, or better yet, how do they not hit each other? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're riding. There's two or three of them in there. One's going this way. One's going that way. Some of us are saying, there's no way in hell I'm getting in that cage. Right? Some of us are saying that. We're not doing that. Right? But he's in there. He's doing it because that's what he feels success is. Right? That's his level of freedom. So what you have to gauge for you is this is why your success and your road, your path, your risk factor may be different than other people's.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you have to be concerned with who you attach yourself to. So you have to be concerned who you allow to lead you, or who you allow yourself to be more or less associated with.
Right.
Right? So if you hang around a whole bunch of safe people all the time, then you're always going to be safe.
Right.
Y'all ain't never going to do anything, take any risks, right? Without risk, there is no success, right? And there's no growth without risk, okay?
Mm.
So if you hang around a whole bunch of people and all they want, is the audio not clear, guys?
No, well, that's on IG.
On IG. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But anyway.
So if you hang around a whole bunch of people and all they want to do is sit on the couch and do nothing, then you're safe. you're pretty much safe. You may get obese, right, and have a health problem before long, but you're safe. So your risk factor is low.
Right.
You have a very low risk factor.
Right.
So as the old adage says, Pam,
mm-hmm.
no risk, no reward.
Right, absolutely.
So you have to figure out what your risk factor is and what you want. Right. So now we're talking about congruency, too. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying that you want to be the next president of the United States,
mm-hmm.
now I don't want to even use that analogy because let me not use that because, you know, obviously it doesn't take much to be the president of the United States. Obviously. So, you know, I can probably go and run for president and be president, you know, myself, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, hold on, I'm going to restart this right quick for IG.
And you know, you're right. And I think that, you know, when you're talking about congruency, work, things lining up too, you know, you have to understand that really success is relevant, you know, to people in different ways. So therefore, any type of success,
exactly.
What is your level of success? Because success is different for everybody.
What's your level of success? What do you want, and what risks are you willing to take to get it?
It's
the realization
of a worthy ideal. You know, when you strive for it. So you know, what may be successful to you may not be successful to the next person. But you have to realize that it's not about the next person. It's about what level of success do you want to achieve in life, and you go hard for it. And you're able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, and you're satisfied, and you're excited about the goals that you're achieving because it's your purpose. It's the very things that you're called to do. And you know, and that I think that that's what people have to realize. But you're right. You have to. The work has to line up. Many times we can want it. We can have the dreams. We can have the desires. We can visualize things in our life. But if the work ethic does not line up with it, you know, then it's never going to become our reality. You know, one of our greatest mentors says, you know what, you can't have an uphill dream and a downhill work ethic. You're like this, right? So it's not going to happen. So your work ethic has to line up with the dream. And when the work ethic lines up with the dream, that's when the dream begins to become your reality.
Right.
You know, so, and I think that's where, you know, a lot of times, you know, everybody can miss it in life because we've all been there. You know, we all, you know, have things that we know that we're supposed to be doing. We have the things that we know that we want to do. And many times we allow circumstances, situations, you know, whatever comes our way to take us from the very focus that we need to have in order to be able to achieve the goals and to, you know, make them become our reality. So
we're defining a set of criteria right now, mm-hmm. to achieve your purpose. We know that risk has to be a part of that. Okay.
Right.
If you don't take risk, then you don't, there's no reward. But what we're defining, or what you need to define, in the grand scheme of things, is the what, the how, the when,
mm-hmm.
and the why. Okay. The where is wherever you are, right? But sometimes you may need to change your location. So those, the what, the when, the where, the why, and the how.
Mm-hmm.
We actually did a complete show on those five factors, right?
Right.
So once you know what you want, right, you have to understand and know yourself what you want. And
right.
if you're looking for someone else to tell you what you want, it's a problem. You're going to stay possibly in the wrong lane for an extended period of time. So the only way you find out what you want is spending that one-on-one time with your creator, right? So that's looking in the mirror and defining what you want, and now that's the what.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can flip that over to the why now. Your why is the thing that's going to pull you toward the rest, okay? So you know what you want. You're defining these criteria, guys, so that you can understand now what risk I need to take and how do I need to calculate them to get what I want. So we need everything to be congruent,
right?
So the what, you know what the what is. You know what you want, right? Because you figured out, I'm going to say this, and Pam always laughs when I say it, you figured out at this point what you're good at and what you suck at. Right, you figured this out, right? I'm good at this, and I suck at this, so I'm gonna do more of this right now, right?
Right.
So I know now I've kind of found my niche,
right?
So now you find your niche. Now you figure out with this niche, this is what I want to do. And guys, the niche doesn't start with this,
uh-huh.
with these hands and these feet and this body. The niche starts here.
Absolutely.
You have to find out and figure out mentally. What is it that I'm good at,
right?
Sometimes the niche, I always say, and people always talk about people cook cakes good, people do this. I think that's a skill set,
right?
Okay, but it can be a niche market, right? It's a niche market. But your true niche is that mental capacity, that thing that you can season everything that you do with, that it's that thing that defines you, right?
Right. And you know, and when you think about the mind,
mm-hmm.
man, the mind is a powerful thing.
Right.
And I think that if we all really took the time to understand the power of this
mm-hmm.
mind, you see, this mind is the very thing where everything is created. Like, we have the power to literally create our entire life just by focusing in on and zooming in on our mind. That's the reason why the word says that, you know what, we have to make sure that we are renewing our mind every single day. Because whatever we think of here is what we for real become. It drives our energy. It drives our work ethic. It drives and gives us the passion that we have towards any goals that we're looking to get to. It literally creates our entire world. What we think of here is for real what we become. So even in the midst of everything that we're going on in this world right now, if you focus on what's happening in this world right now, the negativity and everything that's going on, what's going to happen is you start to create a negative world around you. But if you understand that this mind has the power to shift for real, and you have the power to take control of your mind, just like this, like for real. You have the power to say, I'm not going to allow that negative thinking to come into my mindset. You have the power to literally say, you know what? This is my goal for the week.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm so happy and grateful now. And you start to use the power of I am. What happens is you start to move towards these goals. You start to become these things. Your energy literally it turns up to another level. We see it happening every day. If everybody in the world would just realize that you are in total control of everything just by focusing on here, that's why we've been connected to such, you know, an incredible energy some incredible people. And I see none other than Mr. Brad Hager on here today. Hello,
Hager.
Salute you, right? Thank you for paving the way, you know, and literally allowing us to lean upon your success and helping us to understand that, you know what, when we get in here, everything else is going to line up. Everything else is going to come together. Everything else will then begin to happen in your life. But you got to change your thinking. Because thoughts become things. The mind is incredible. It creates a world.
You said that better.
Right.
Because we always talk about the 6 inches between the ears. What's up, Mr. Hay? We're in Las Vegas as well, sir. Good,
oh my
good to
God.
Know you here as well.
Definitely, we live in Vegas.
After all of this ends up, we're going to definitely have to hook up. Definitely.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Glad to have you on Icon in the Industry, guys.
Yes,
absolutely.
Industry
amazing.
Icon. Thank you.
The mindset, it starts between the ears. So when you really talk about the niche, we hear people talk about you got to find your niche and get rich. There's so many cliches
right. In
this industry that we're in, but now we've figured out over the past, you know, last 10 years, really that these are really not just cliches. They're really principles to live your life by.
Absolutely.
Right. And when we figured that thing out, we really started to get traction. Right, because your success doesn't start once you really start getting money.
Mm-hmm.
Right, your success starts when you start getting it here.
Absolutely.
When you start understanding and putting in place the things that you need to do, so that now I'm setting this thing up. I may not be where I want to be, but I'm on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we're talking about the risk factor. That you need to determine to get where you want to be. What needs to be congruent is your goals and your work ethic, right? So you're talking about the law. We're talking about the law of work today, right? So the law of work says you got to find, we always talk about another one, we throw these things out there like candy today.
Right, right.
You got to find your niche and get rich, right? And guys, rich isn't always about money.
No.
Okay. Rich is more so for me, it has to be mental first.
Absolutely.
Right? I know some people that are very, very rich here mentally, but they haven't figured out yet how to turn that thing into monetary gain to complete that cycle. Right. So when you do that, this is one of the things that we're talking about. Right. So when your mindset, when you tap into your mindset and then you say, OK, that's my foundation niche. Right. Because we threw it out there last night on our team call. We said three frogs on a leaf and one of the frogs decided to jump into the water. How many frogs are left on the leaf?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's ironic because most people didn't know that answer. And when I first heard that analogy years ago, I didn't know that answer either because I hadn't switched my mindset to think outside of the confines of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And even switched it again to believe that there really is no box.
Right.
Because the box is what you define,
what you create
in your own mind. Absolutely. And you create, right? So, but when I threw that question out there, nobody really got the answer. Somebody got close, right? But the answer is there's still three frogs left on the leaf because just because one decided doesn't mean that that frog jumped.
That's right.
Right? So you can decide to do something.
But if you don't put the action.
Never put the action.
If you don't put the action, it doesn't even.
Right.
So, yes, it first starts with a decision. But then what are you going to do with that decision that you decide to make? And many times that's what can happen. We can decide to do things. But you know what? When you decide to do something, that means that you're going to have to cut off something and now take some action in order to now move forward towards whatever the goal is. And I think that a lot of times in life, that's where we miss it, you know, because we've all been there where we could decide to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It never happens because you don't put forth the necessary steps in order to go out and to you know, make it become a reality. Mm-hmm. You know, just like I can look at all these boxes that I need to unpack, right? I can decide to do
it. We're going to talk about the boxes
right.
today.
I can decide.
We had a good conversation about the boxes.
I've been deciding to do it.
Good conversation.
Right, and to the point, but you know what? Until I literally put forth the steps to now say, okay, I am going to do this, and this is just something simple,
mm-hmm.
then guess what? It is not going to happen. So I can decide all day long, but if I don't put forth action, if I don't take the first step, if I don't now say that, you know what, I am going to accomplish this because I can see the end goal, I can see everything beautiful because I've gotten rid of all these doggone boxes, then guess what? It's not going to happen. So I got to see the end in the beginning. okay? And then as I see the end in the beginning, now that's going to be my drive and my motivation to get up and to say, let me unpack these things and now get rid of this stuff and do what's necessary so that now I can see the dream become my reality.
So let's talk about the boxing.
Because
everybody unpacks boxes around here, and you know, it's been a minute, but everybody unpacked all their boxes. The only boxes that are left is really Pam's boxes, right? And even the girls, because we got everybody here, you know, all 8 people in my family are here, right? So the girls went in and even unpacked some of Pam's clothes, like probably 8 of them. She said,
yeah,
there's no way, right?
Please,
Pam's getting ready to open an online boutique, right? She's going to open an online boutique and y'all are going to be able to go on and shop, right? Right? Because here's what's not going to happen. My risk factor says that I'm not going to be shipping out and paying all this money for clothes and y'all not paying no money for it, okay? So, yeah, we bought business over here, okay? Pam gave away a lot of stuff. Now we're going to sell some stuff, right? So here's the thing. So Pam still has stuff upstairs in the closet that needs to be packed. And one of the things I said, the criteria for me was I cannot share a closet with Pam McCray. If I do, I just don't know. I don't think I can survive it, right? Because I get this little sliver of closet every time. And I'm like, and Pam is over there like sauntering around. I'm in the corner like this here, you know, with my clothes packed in with a suction cup, you know. So, but now Pam says you have to visualize. She had to visualize those boxes being gone. But it wasn't until, you know, she had me in her ear every day saying, hey, when are you going to pack the boxes? You know, they're in the corner in
they
the room.
They on the landing and, in the corner of the closet. I can't get in because it's boxes.
Yeah. So who's in your corner right now that's helping push you along?
Oh,
and then you finally get it. We all need that person.
Yeah, you do.
In our lives, right? So I'm not gonna dog Pam about the boxes anymore because she promised me this weekend that I won't see any more boxes in this house that has her name on it, right? As a matter of fact, all of them now have her name. But anyway, so let's get back to this thing. Let's get back to this niche thing because I want to break this thing down for you guys so that you kind of understand how this works because we hear these things all the time.
Right.
We hear, you know, find your niche
and
get rich. We hear, you know, you got to practice the principles to get to the promise.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand these things before you can actually tap into them. Right.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So how do you find all of these different things,
mm-hmm.
right, and put them together to be successful, to finally make that leap into your own destiny to get to your to be your purpose to get to your destination,
mm-hmm.
right? How do we get you on the bridge,
right?
So let's bridge that gap. So when you really start thinking about this thing from a mental, from a mindset perspective, that's when your mindset kicks in. And you said, okay, this is what I'm going to do,
mm-hmm.
right? You just made a decision. You didn't jump yet,
right?
You just made a decision to do something different.
Right.
Right. And now that you've made the decision right here, okay, this is what I want to do. You're still at the edge
mm-hmm.
of the cliff. You're not there yet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't started your journey yet. You made the decision. So now that you made the decision. So that's kind of like the niche that you found for yourself, because now you know what it is. You got the foundation of it. And when we talk about the niches, guys, it's really about the seasoning that you put on the thing. Because when people say, oh, you bake cakes good, or you build houses good, that's a skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a skill set. You had to learn how to build the house, right? So you had to develop something.
Right.
You had to develop. You probably burned a couple of cakes, and somebody told you your cakes are nasty before you finally figured out what the recipes were, and you got good at doing that thing. That's a learned skill set.
Practice.
The practice. Your niche is the seasoning, the thing that you put on it that nobody else is really doing, right? And you do it so good that nobody else can really touch you doing it,
mm-hmm.
right? That's how, because we always say first to market. That's how you get rich, right? First to market, when you're doing something that nobody else is doing, and you corner the market on that thing, you're the first person to do it, then you're going to make the most money. Right. It's fair, right?
Yeah.
So now your niche is that now I can bake cakes, but my red velvet cake, I can tell you Pam's red velvet cake tastes better than most people's red velvet cake, right?
So
I think my mom gave Pam the red velvet cake recipe.
I get orders for my red velvet
cake. Right? She gave her the red velvet cake recipe, but when Pam used the recipe, she put something special in there. I don't know what it is, but when she did that, she found a niche, right? So she decided to make the red velvet cake, right? And she put all the ingredients together. And then when she actually did it, the first one she made, I was like, oh, this tastes, you know, my mom's red velvet cake is good. She's not on here. My mom's red velvet cake is good, right? It's good. But, and she won't mind me saying this, but it's not as good as Pam red velvet cake. I don't know what Pam does.
Well, I mean, the whole family has said that I took the recipe and mastered it.
So you put your stamp on it, and I don't know what that is, but now you found your niche. So every time you get that cake, you're like, okay, this cake, something's different about it. It's like the Marie Callender pies, and my man Steve Harvey tells this story, you know, best. He says Marie Callender used to work in a deli, or a little coffee shop or whatever it was, and basically they were selling just hamburgers and fries or something like that. So she said, you know, well, let me bring one of my pies in. I'll paraphrase a little bit. Let me bring one of my pies in. And the owner said, okay, bring a pie in. Brought the pie in. The pie went like that, right? She said, okay, tomorrow bring a couple of pies in. Brought a couple of pies in. Pie kept going. Pretty soon people would just come to the diner. That's what it was, a diner. To the diner just to get the pie, right? Forget the burger and fries.
Maybe I could do this.
Hey, you gotta find your niche just to get the pie.
It's a lot of love that going to them red velvet.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
They weren't even coming anymore to get the burgers and fries. We just want that pie.
Right.
So now Marie Callender has, you know, her own line. She had places that sell her pies all over the world, and she has stores all over the world with just Marie Callender. We don't do fries. We don't do chicken. We do pies.
Yeah,
she found her niche, but
right.
There was a foundation that was laid, guys, in order for her to get there, and she had to start measuring what I want my grind to be, because my grind has to be congruent with my goals. When she started to figure out making all of these pies, you know, I got to figure this thing out. What's my risk factor? What am I going to have to give? What am I going to have to sow in order to reap what I want?
That's good.
And for some of us, that's not congruent, right? Like I know, like for us, like take this show. Pam and I right now, if we show you the set that we have, this is the realest show ever. Let me just tell you guys. If we show you how we have things set up here, if we were to have somebody take a picture back there, we got a whole bunch of apparatuses here set up, right? And it looks crazy for you guys. All you see is the screen behind us and us.
Right.
So to you, it seems like we're just sitting here talking on a computer and everything is cool. But we got lights set up and we got some tripods set up, speakers, stuff set up here to make this thing go. So now the risk that we're taking here is that at some point in time, we have to grow.
Right.
So I bought a table, you know, a pretty expensive table that we got to get together, and it's going to now be the new platform for everything to go on. It's going to streamline things a bit. So, but you got to be willing to sow something, or you got to be willing to sacrifice something to get something.
Right.
And you don't always run in the black right off the cuff.
Wow. That's good.
Right.
That's good. That's real good. And, you know, I think that key word that you just hit on is sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we don't understand that anything worth achieving in life is going to require a sacrifice. Sacrifice means you got to give up something. You got to let go of something. You got to be willing to give something in order to get to whatever the goal is. And many times, because sacrifice means pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sacrifice means it's not going to be easy. Sacrifice means, you know, that, you know, there's going to be moments in which you for real feel like quitting, but yet because you have that why, that's so big. You got the vision in front of you. You know the goal and everything that, you know, is pulling you towards it. Sacrifice means that no mm-hmm. matter what, you're willing to go through the pain. You're willing to take the blows. You're willing to fail through the process because you understand that taking risks are necessary and that you're not going to always win in your, in, you know, maybe in the outcome, but yet you do win because you're winning and you're failing forward. There's something that you got to learn through the process in order to now become the person that you need to be at the next level. So many times we don't want to go through the sacrifice. We don't want to go through the pain, but it's necessary. And so when we get it up here and we understand that, you know, this pain is necessary. Why am I going through this right now? Really, for real, like right now, why is the world going mm-hmm. through what it's going through right now? It's necessary in this very moment. And so therefore, we don't focus on the pain. We don't focus on the sacrifice. We don't focus on the challenge, but instead, we are learning throughout it. We're now thinking differently, right? And we're understanding that there are certain things that we need to do in our life in order to now get ourselves, you know, positioned for the next level, positioned to win, positioned to accomplish those things, positioned so that now we're ready for that next level. It's the foundation. It's necessary. So it's going to require sacrifice. There is no success, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
There is no success, right? Unless there is sacrifice. And when we realize that, then we'll get up every day and we'll keep on going. We'll keep on fighting. We'll keep on stretching ourselves because it's in the stretching that there's the growth. And that's where we become. And that's where we really understand, you know, what we have on the inside. It's where we really begin to discover what God has given us, because many times a lot of our gifts and our talents lie dormant on the inside of us because mm-hmm. we're not right. allowing ourselves to go through the pain in order to be able to recognize the things that we really mm-hmm. for real have on the inside of us. And so I can definitely testify to all of that. I would not be the person that I am today, the woman that I am today, had I not gone through many of the challenges that I had to go through in life. They were all necessary. And so therefore, I don't look at the pain. I don't look at the issue. I don't look at the things that I had to go through or ask God why. Instead, I look at and I say, thank you, for real. And when we wake up with that and we have that attitude, and that attitude of gratitude, understanding and knowing that nothing in life happens by chance, right? Nothing happens to us. Every single thing that we go through in life happens for us. So therefore, we got to realize this and recognize it and now begin to smile in the midst of the situation, focus on the good, realizing that, you know what, the best is yet to come because this is a part of my process. So let me embrace this process. Let me hug this process. Don't focus on the issue, but instead focus on where you're going and watch how God will begin to use you and the person that you come out being on the other side. That's what's most important.
Absolutely. And how do you, everything that Pam just said, how do you actually implement that? Because when we start talking to ourselves in the mirror, right,
yes,
we tell ourselves these things, right? And sometimes we leave that mirror and we leave the person and the confidence and the atmosphere that we set it in right there where we set it,
mm-hmm.
right? So we don't take it. So we don't commit to it because in a lot of cases we don't believe it.
Right.
Right. So when we talk about the sacrifice that Pam just talked about, the sacrifice equals the price. That's the price that you pay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you start paying the prices, when you start to go through your process.
Right.
If you're not paying the price, if you're not sacrificing something, your process has not started.
Right.
And when you start going through your process is when you start getting to the promises that the process and the principles governing that success starts to offer. Right. And it's about not being impatient.
Right.
Right. If you start getting impatient and you start saying, I think it should happen in this time, you can set goals.
Patience.
Definitely set goals. Right. Because when you set those goals, now you're telling the universe, this is what I want. Okay. This is why I want it. And the universe starts to kick it your way, but it starts to kick it your way and put the right people around you and right, put you in the right situations when you start understanding that I got to put the other three pieces together,
mm-hmm.
right? The when, right? The where and the how.
That's it.
The when, there's always one answer for that,
mm-hmm.
and that's now.
Now.
Right? There's no other way. right
no
now.
Way.
When you put that kind
Can't
of pressure
now.
On yourself, you start to create a diamond, right?
Right?
You start to create the diamond that's actually going to push you through this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a diamond is being formed, if you keep putting that pressure on you, then guess what? You don't have to worry about anybody else doing it. You know that you're going to come out a diamond, so you keep the pressure on yourself.
Right.
So the answer is now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now when you look at where, the where is always wherever you are, but you may have to geographically, maybe you change,
mm-hmm.
you know? Maybe you do it in a different area of the city. Maybe the where becomes your house,
mm-hmm.
right? You define all of that. Now, once you got those four W's out of the way, the what, the why, the when, and the where, right? Now you're now the engine is chugging along. You're like, okay, now the smoke's starting to come out and you're starting to feel it, right? And now you're still sitting there getting geared up to go, right? It's like a helicopter. You got to get those blades going a certain speed before the helicopter actually achieves liftoff, right? So everything is going. So now you just need that how.
Right.
So thinking about what Marie Callender did, you know, when everything started to overwhelm her, she's like, wow. She's like, okay, all this has happened. So how am I going to actually present my niche to the marketplace?
Mm.
How am I going to present my niche? A couple of team members called me up last night, and they're like, I want to talk today about how, you know, how do we actually talk to customers? And things of that nature. How do we, what verbiage do we use? And it's going to be a great conversation because, guys, this is, you have to understand, it's not just about the industry that we're in, even though, you know, it allows the average person, no matter what your geographical location is, whatever, no, your economical background, your sociological, whatever it is, you know, how you were raised, it allows every person to have an even playing field.
Right.
Right? So when you think about this, you have to find your niche. Yeah, there's a proven success system, and you really just have to tap into that, right? But you have to find your niche, that thing that makes people say, I like you.
Mm.
I like what you stand for. When you open your mouth, I trust you, right? When I see you saying things, I not only see you saying them, but I see you doing them.
Right.
I can feel your passion. I can see your hunger. I can understand, you know, that right now where you are in life, you're very transparent because you want me to learn from your mistakes,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is everything that we're mentioning now is the life that Pam and I have been living, you know, for the past, you know, 20 plus years in the industry that we're in. We just didn't always get the traction
right.
that we needed to get because we weren't putting forth the right action and putting everything together, right? That work ethic, you know. So we had the goals, we were like taking the law of granted, you know, the law of work for granted, you know.
Right.
You got to work, and it's not
right.
going to be a comfortable thing.
Right.
And now you got all of these four W's in place. Now you start to get a win and the gist of the how,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you got the other logistics in place. So now, how do I do this? How many? Okay, so I know I got to get this, and I love our guest last week, you know, Johnny Sherrod.
Tuesday,
Jay Sherrod, you know, he put out his brand new single, I Ain't Trippin', you know, and we debuted it on the show, had the opportunity to have him on the show, talk about it, and let you guys kind of like into his mindset a little bit. And he said, you know, I said, hey, Johnny, man, you know, good opportunity to give the people, man, that helped you do what you do. You know, you can give them a shout out. Johnny said, well, I really don't have anybody to give a shout out. He said, I thank my girl for being there for me, you know, and pushing me. He said, but, you know, when it came to everything that was being done, he said, I pretty much did it myself.
Right.
He took action himself.
Right.
Because he took
he didn't wait on anybody.
Yeah, he's the epitome of the old cliche that says start where you are because where you are is enough. Start with because what you have is enough.
Right.
And he did that. And but he took the what, the when, the where, and the how, and he pulled all of those together and he did it himself. I'm not saying that you will have to, but you most certainly have to be prepared.
Right.
To do it yourself.
Right. If you don't have anybody else. And that's what can happen. Sometimes we sit back and we wait on somebody to buy into our dream, or we wait on somebody to run with us, right? And what ends up happening is you allow that person to keep you in that same position because they're not ready. They're not meant to go with you to that next level, at
right.
least not right now. And so what can happen is if you start to forget about your purpose, you start to forget about your dream, and you end up not moving forward like you could because you just sometimes gotta let it go, let those people go in your life for a season, for whatever the time frame may be.
Maybe forever.
Right. But you gotta make a decision to keep on moving.
Right.
You know, and keep on going. So no, I totally agree. The law of work is everything. Without work, you're not gonna eat for real. And that's in anything, you know. When we say eat, that means you're not gonna become your reality. If you don't make a decision to understand that it takes sacrifice, that, you know, whatever the goal is, your grind gotta line up with the goal. And now when you understand that and you shift your thinking up here and realize that, you know what, yes, I can do all things, and you start to believe it because you change your thinking. And now what happens is your passion lines up with the goal, your grind lines up with the goal, and you look up and now you have accomplished that very thing. Just nothing that this mind cannot achieve. If it can conceive it, it can achieve it. So you got to realize that and get up every day and keep on fighting for the very thing that you want to see happen in your life. That's what it's all about, right?
But no fighting for the very thing you want to see happen means, guys, you got to know what you want to see happen first.
That's right.
Right?
You don't know it.
And that's just reality. And I hate, you know, right. I hate to keep stating, hopefully it's not the obvious, but in some people, it is the obvious. And
mm-hmm.
and they don't get that part, because if you don't know where you're going,
right?
If you don't know where you want to go,
I was just setting it up.
I already did that. That's why I said,
oh
Lord.
Oh, I didn't
Oh
did.
Lord.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know where you're going. Anyway.
No, I'm
going to
control that.
So
they
no,
don't
no,
really
go
know
ahead. Look. Yeah, I know.
I'm just trying to help you out.
I got you. You did that. So you got to know where you're going. It's bottom line. So this show was dedicated to, you know, what risks are you willing to take in your life to get where you need to be?
Right.
You know, have you defined or set your risk factors yet? How much risk are you willing to take? And if you're only willing to take this much risk, but you want this, it's not going to work. Right. So you have to balance them out. And as Pam always says, you know, don't downsize your goals. Right. Upsize your work ethic. Right. Upsize your belief.
Right.
Don't downsize, because some of you just aren't accustomed. I won't say you guys. But some people just aren't accustomed to sacrificing to get what they want.
Mm.
And the law of work says if you don't go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you don't go through the process to actually get what it is that you have, you won't keep it long at all. Right. So going through the process is how you learn how to keep it. And going through the process is how you learn how to increase it.
That's
right.
Good.
And those two things is what actually makes you, you know, be successful, and not just from the start, not just, you know, every now and then, but a consistent level of success. And success is how you view it. You know, so hang around people that have big goals.
There you go.
Right? Hang around people that want big things to happen. And guess what? You have no other choice but to want big things for your life, because you'll seem like a fish out of water.
That's right. There you have it. Y'all got it. You know what to do. Get that work ethic lined up with the goal. Don't downsize that dream. Upsize that faith. And remember, faith without works is dead. It's not going to happen, right? So we want to say again, thank you again for jumping on the grind this morning, this afternoon. We want to say we truly appreciate each and every one of you that listen in, that tune in on the
all
different.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past. Hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say,
back.
You fill me with love, so I give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. I'm terrible, at least I'm breathing, yeah.